Home is more important today than it's ever been. So if you're looking for the right place or trying to take advantage of those low interest rates with a refi, you should know that there's a nationally recognized mortgage originator right here in the Triad. Ashley McKenzie Sharp with Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation has been included in the top 200 loan originators in the country for 8 consecutive years. Providing personal service with experience, speed, and satisfaction is her number one priority. Trust Ashley to provide you with everything you need for a simple, rewarding home loan experience. And as a sponsor of the Triad Podcast Network, if you text or call Ashley at 336-575-9448 for your mortgage quote today, just mention the podcast, and upon receiving your quote, we'll send you a $25 local business gift card. 336-575-9448 to reach Ashley McKenzie Sharp with Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation. Ashley McKenzie Sharp, NMLS ID number 100776, is a licensed mortgage originator in North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Florida. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS ID number 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is the Best Health Podcast, brought to you by Wake Forest Baptist Health in partnership with MedCost.
Good day, everyone. Welcome back to the latest episode of the Best Health Podcast, brought to you by Wake Forest Baptist Health. We hope everyone listening today is doing well out there and getting back into the swing of things as we move out of summer into the fall timeframe with school, and a lot of us are still working remotely and juggling all of that. So I want to encourage everyone that you're doing great, and to continue to give yourself and your family members grace out there, as we heard on our previous podcast. We're going to dive into a little bit of a different subject. It's not going to be directly COVID related today. I know a lot of our previous podcasts lately have been COVID-19 related, but it is a very important topic that we need to discuss, and we wanted to bring the Best Health listening audience into the conversation, and hopefully you all can learn some new information today. Remember that you can listen to all our Best Health podcasts on the website at wakehealth.edu/podcast. You can also download them in your podcast store, wherever you download your podcast episodes. All right. So today we're going to be talking about hematology and oncology, and we're going to talk about what that is, when you might need to visit someone in the hematology oncology department, why and what sort of services are offered to patients. And to help us better understand this area of healthcare, we have Dr. Jim Atkins joining us today. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great. I hope you are as well.
Absolutely, I am. I am doing well. Dr. Atkins, I know you're busy, so I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule today to join us and talk about this important subject.
My pleasure.
Yeah, but before we dive into kind of more specifics and get into the details about hematology and oncology, tell us a little bit about yourself, if you don't mind, and how long you've been with Wake Forest Baptist Health, or why you got into healthcare, or specifically hematology and oncology, and we'd love just to get to know you a little bit.
Sure. Well, I moved to North Carolina in 1972. I grew up in a little town in western Massachusetts called Amherst, about 90 miles west of Boston. Okay. And came to Bowman Gray School of Medicine in 1972 and have stayed in North Carolina since that time, other than for 3 years with Uncle Sam. He asked me to come work with him for a little while, and I said, yes, sir.
Okay.
So I worked on the Navajo Reservation at the Gallup Indian Medical Center for 3 years.
Wow.
And then came back to Winston, finished my training in hematology oncology at Baptist, and then moved to Goldsboro, North Carolina for the next 34 years, where I was in private practice doing general hematology and oncology, and mm-hmm. developed a fairly large practice there with partners. And then approximately a couple years ago, I decided it was time for me to begin slowing down and not burning the candle at both ends anymore. And so I moved actually to Richmond for about a year and a half. And then Wake Forest offered me a position I couldn't refuse. And so I then moved back here. And I have been in back with Baptist now for a month tomorrow. So, wow. Time flies quickly, but so I am now in the Wilkes medical complex here in in North Wilkesboro, and we are in the process of getting our program here up and running. And I've been involved in clinical trials ever since I got out of training, been very committed to that. And a lot of people know about clinical trials now because of COVID-19, and they've heard about the clinical trials with the vaccines and remdesivir and other things, so that people are now more, I think, familiar with the concept of clinical trials than they probably were in the past. But clinical trials represents really the cutting edge of therapy in oncology. And the standard of care that people think about with clinical, with oncology, with those were all clinical trials probably 5 years before. So I have continued to stay in. Well, the reason I got into oncology is the patients, actually, cancer patients are, and from my perspective, some of the nicest people I've ever met. And so it was, I got into the field because the patients were just phenomenal in general. So I've been involved in clinical trials now for a long time, and Wilkes, we're in the process of getting that up and running as well.
Okay. That is a great summary of you and how you connect to the patients. You know, I appreciate you bringing up the point about clinical trials. It's, as an academic medical center such as Wake Forest Baptist Health, you know, research is one of the pillars of our mission and what we try and bring to the community as far as trying to advance the field of medicine. So it's very important, and I'm glad you brought it up, and I appreciate the work you're doing in that arena.
Yeah, it is very important. And, you know, if you look back at some of the studies in the past as to why people don't go on clinical trials, it's primarily because the doctor didn't bring it up and didn't talk about it. So it's not that the patients are opposed to being on clinical trials, but if they don't know about them, then it's not an option for them. So, you know, I'm looking forward to the day when patients come into my office and say to me, well, what clinical trials are available for me? You know, that has never happened yet, but the day will come, I'm sure, when that does happen.
Gotcha. Well, you did mention oncology and cancer a second ago. So just to help us level set for everyone listening, some people might be more familiar with hematology and oncology than others. Give us a baseline synopsis of what the field of hematology and oncology is, and how a patient might come to need to see you take part in your services.
Well, hematology represents the study of blood disorders, and a lot of those are what we call benign hematology or non-malignant or non-cancer hematology. So a lot of people have anemia, and people have been anemic for years. A lot of people who are anemic may have iron deficiency, and that can be for many reasons, from heavy periods to bleeding ulcers to nutritional defects or whatever. So there's a lot of hematology has a lot of non-cancer related diagnoses, although there are some malignant hematology issues such as acute leukemia. And other tumors like multiple myeloma and lymphomas are considered under the hematology component. Oncology is a study of cancers and tumors, and the training program in general, both of them are put together in the training program so that people who are trained in one are usually trained in the other as well. So that's why they go together. And that's a scary thing for a lot of people because they're sent to our office and they see the word oncology and cancer, and then they get very nervous and worried because my doctor didn't say I had cancer. And so people who come here not only have cancer, but they also have benign problems like iron deficiency, and they might need some iron infusions, or anemia because their kidneys aren't working as well, or other kinds of problems. And so the reasons they usually come is that their family doctor has sent them, although, you know, many times people self-refer and they can refer themselves, say, to our clinic, and we see people who maybe they're having a lot of fatigue and they're anemic. We try to be accommodating for patients to meet their needs, and so that if patients feel like they need to be seen, or if they're concerned, or they want a second opinion or whatever, we're there to help them and we're there for them.
Gotcha. That definitely helps. That helps explain how the two are related or not related in certain instances. So, you know, you mentioned you're up at Wilkes Medical Center in Wilkesboro, and Everyone who's listening to this podcast episode might not be aware that Wake Forest Baptist Health is actually a system of six hospitals, including Brenner Children's and the complex where you're located at Wilkes Medical Center, in addition to scores and scores of primary care and other specialty network locations. But Wilkes Medical Center is part of the Wake Forest Baptist Health family. And recently, if I'm not mistaken, there was a brand new clinic opening up there related to hematology and oncology. So if you wouldn't mind just telling us a little bit about that and the new clinic.
Yeah, that's the clinic that I'm at. And we're on the main floor. As you walk in the hospital, you just walk straight past the cardiac rehab area, and we're right there. So it's on the first floor. It's brand new. It's beautiful. It's got a wonderful view for our patients. The staff is very friendly, I think. I've been very pleased with the nursing staff as well as the front office, which is important. Your first impression is you never get more than one first impression. And so it's important, I think, for our patients and for everyone to be very positive and be outgoing. It's sad when patients go and see a doctor and their experience is not a positive one. Mm-hmm. I know that can occur, but that's just a sad situation. Mm-hmm. We do things a little bit differently here in the oncology clinic with new patients. One of the things that I do a little different is we audio tape our first visit with our patients, the discussion anyway, and we burn a CD as long as my computer is burning CDs. Friday my computer had a bad day, but I was able to burn it today. Or I can send it to people via email. But sure. So we try to audio tape because we know that people will remember very little of what is said when we talk to our patients. We expect them to remember approximately 10% of what has been said in 24 hours. And what a better way to develop trust and to develop a rapport with patients than to give them a copy of everything you've just said. So that's one of the things that we do here that's different than most places. A lot of doctors do not audio tape, but we do. Mm-hmm. And so that I think is a positive thing for us here in Wilkes and for our patients up in this part of the state. So the clinic is now up and running. We're giving chemotherapy here in the clinic. We're doing erythropoietin shots for those who need those. So it's very rapidly becoming busy, which is good. And it's good for the patients because now the patients don't have to travel so far. So part of the reason for to be here is that if you have a cancer or if you have a problem and it takes you 30 minutes to get here, well, at least it's not an hour and 30 minutes to go somewhere else. And so we make life a little bit easier, especially if somebody's not feeling well for one reason or another. But having access to the newest therapies is also important, and that, again, gets you into the clinical trials issue. And so with our patients, we encourage them to ask questions, to write questions down, to bring in lists, and all the sorts of things that need to be done to try to make sure that people understand what is going on and what their problems are and what their options are. And people need to remember it's always fine to have a second opinion. Even if they've seen me, they can see somebody else. This is America and they have a right to see somebody else. They have a right to a second opinion. Mm-hmm. It's not going to hurt my feelings. It's not going to hurt another person's feelings. It's important that this has to be about the patient. It cannot be about the doctor. And so as we travel these roads, it's important that we focus on those kinds of issues for our patients.
All right. If you're enjoying this podcast, then I hope you'll take just a quick second to hear about the folks that make it all possible. And that's the Ginther Group, a Triad real estate team with a vast local knowledge. Don't believe me? Hear it for yourself by listening to their real estate show right here on the Triad Podcast Network. I'm not even in the market, and I don't know what I'd do without an ally like Blake Ginther and the Ginther Group. They've helped me find a plumber, a roofer, and even help my family save hundreds each month when we refinanced our home. Now imagine how they can help if you are in the market. They can help you get started with an evaluation to list and market your home. So if you're thinking of buying or selling in the Triad, call the Ginther Group at 336-283-8689 or find them online at theginthergroup.com. Now back to the show.
doc, it is all about the patient. And, you know, you brought up a really good point that I maybe want to expand on for a second, where we're taking the latest knowledge and technology and resources with the new clinic, bringing it out to Wilkesboro at Wilkes Medical Center, which is more of a traditional out in a more rural county of North Carolina. I know we touched on this earlier, you know, the importance of access to healthcare everywhere, not just in urban centers, but out in more rural settings as well. And, you know, I think that's so important that people are able to take advantage of some of the services and technology provided right there in Wilkesboro, as opposed to having to drive further away from home, because, you know, it surely is convenient for the patient to be closer to home, isn't it? Doesn't it help with their healthcare?
Yes, it does. And actually about 80% of cancer patients are treated in the community versus at major medical centers. So it again, it just allows them to have that access to those sorts of things. You know, it's important that we focus on the whole patient and not just one aspect of the patient. And so we do. We talk about nutrition. We talk about exercise and activities. And we talk about things that we can do to try to improve their quality of life. Now, many people don't realize it, but the more active somebody is when they're going through therapy, the less side effects they have and the less toxicity and the better they feel. Their quality of life is better. And a lot of it is about quality of life. If you don't have quality, you don't have anything. Yeah, you have to have quality.
Yeah, that's. I appreciate you making those comments as well. You know, just to get into a little bit more detail about the clinic itself, if someone was trying to locate you all, I think you mentioned earlier, they don't have to be, you can be referred by a primary care physician or another physician, but you don't have to be, correct?
That is correct. No, we'll see anybody. So all they have to do is call the office, which would be 336-903-7900. And they can get them an appointment up front. So all they have to do is call the Wilkes Hospital and ask for the Cancer Center and or just call the 903-7900 number, and the person at the front desk can easily get things set up. You know, we have people who can access, who can get records. So it's not critical that the patients bring their own records. It's nice if they've got them, sure, to bring them. That makes my life a little easier. But we have ways of getting records that we need. So, you know, if somebody doesn't want to bring something or whatever, we can get access to what we need to try to answer the patient's questions, whatever they may be.
Okay. And, you know, patients probably come to you and to the will be coming to the new clinic, hematology oncology clinic at Wilkes, probably in various stages of either pre-diagnosis or post-diagnosis, and you know, maybe there was just a concerning test result that needed further investigation, or you know, they got referred by their PCP for some reason, or maybe they have received some sort of, you know, oncology cancer diagnosis and they're looking to get a second opinion from you. What do you do to try and kind of meet the patient where they are and help them understand? You know, I was talking to another oncology doctor in one of the previous podcasts several months ago, and she kind of alluded to it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Well, that's true. I mean, it's a process. And that's part of the reason we audio tape. So that they can really understand and try to get a better feel for what's going on. Because although they think they're going to remember everything, they really can't. And, you know, when we see somebody and we're talking, we look at them and we see the lights in the deer's eyes. And we know that although they're there physically, they're not there emotionally or mentally. Yeah. They're thinking about their grandchildren. They're thinking about what they've got to do tomorrow. They're thinking about, you know, they're all sorts of things are going through their head, and they're going through them at about 1,000 miles an hour. And so that they can't remember. And although they would like to think they could, they really can't. And so it is a matter of educating them, and it takes time, and that's okay. But the big thing is making sure that they completely understand what's going on. And you're right. We see people. I saw a gentleman today. His biopsy's not back yet. I have another gentleman coming tomorrow. He's been on therapy for several years, and I think he's coming here so because he lives in this general area, and it'll mm-hmm. make his life a lot easier to get his treatments here versus another hour away. Because mm-hmm. an hour away, that's 2 hours round trip. Extra parking, yeah. So, I mean, things sometimes are, you're right. We see people in all stages of the situation from early diagnosis to the terminal stage. And, you know, the other thing one of the things that I focus on too is that patients don't have an expiration date stamped on their forehead like a bottle of milk. Mm-hmm. And so it's important that we look at being optimistic, that we look at mm-hmm. continuing to live life. And that's the other thing which we talk about too is that death is not the enemy. The enemy that we all face is not being the person God put us here to be. Mm-hmm. And so we encourage mm-hmm. people to continue to be that person that God put them here to be and do the things he put him there to do and mm-hmm. to continue to enjoy life and to do the things that seem best for them, whatever that may be.
Yeah, that seems, if I was in a situation where I needed to come visit your clinic for medical treatment, I that sounds like that would definitely give me comfort and help reassure me as we go, run the marathon, so to speak.
Yeah. And, you know, 96% of Americans are spiritual. And so, you know, I think that it's important that we use spiritual concepts in therapy as well mm-hmm. as we walk this road with them. So we walk the road with them. We can't walk it for them. This is their journey, but we're there to help them. Mm-hmm. As I tell my patients, I'm the first mate. I'm to tell you where the icebergs are and the sandbars are, but you're still the captain of the ship. And I tell them their family members are gophers and they're supposed to go for whatever they want. And so they're supposed to help them and they're gophers and they're the support people. So we try to include the whole family. Cancer is not an illness of one person. It's a family process.
Yeah.
And it involves the entire family from pain to joy to all the different emotions that occur. It is definitely a family issue and a family experience. And we also talk about genetics because many cancers, as we're finding more and more, have a genetic predisposition. And so it's mm-hmm. important if there are several cancers that run in your family that you think about genetic testing to find out whether there is a gene that puts you at risk so that if you do have a genetic predisposition, perhaps you can do different kinds of surveillance or other things so that if you ever get cancer, it's picked up earlier so that you have a better outcome. So we've learned a lot over the last decade or two about genetics as it relates to malignancies. And that's a big area that's coming. And then the clinical trials that we're doing nowadays, you know, we're getting a lot smarter with our drugs.
Yeah.
Now we now have drugs, as you probably know, that don't even kill cancer cells. What they do is they turn your immune system on so your own immune system kills the cancer cells, you know, it's sort of like an F-15 dropping a bomb at 35,000 feet down somebody's chimney. We're not quite that good with our drugs. Our drugs aren't quite as good as those smart bombs, but our drugs are getting better and better. And that's because of the clinical trials.
Yeah, that's, I totally agree with you. I think that's so important, what you're talking about with family and the just the amount of advancements being made in medicine today. I did want to just remind people, you were talking to Dr. Jim Atkins with our hematology and oncology department at Wake Forest Baptist Health, and specifically about the new clinic at Wilkes Medical Center, which is just off of D Street in North Wilkesboro. Dr. Atkins mentioned the phone number earlier, but I'll mention it again. It's 336-903-7900. Or if you can't remember that, you can always call our general patient number at 336-716-WAKE, and they can get you to the right location. Now, Dr. Atkins, the hours, someone wants to call and make an appointment. What hours are the clinic open? Is it Monday through Friday?
Right, 8 to 5.
Okay. So. And, you know, I really love the kind of the system is thinking of, like I mentioned earlier, of bringing this new clinic out to Wilkesboro. And, you know, I think if people visit our website, they'll see that all our hospital locations have different resources being brought to them, whether it be Wilkesboro or Lexington or Davie or High Point or Winston-Salem, the Winston-Salem campus for that matter. I think it's good to we're all one team on the same team here. And I think it's good to have ambassadors such as yourself out of, some of the other network locations like Wilkes.
And I agree from the, I think when everybody works together as a team, magic happens.
Yeah.
And when you don't have a team, then other stuff happens. But, and that's the good thing about Baptist, I think, is that there is a team effort. Oh, and we work with the folks at the main campus just as they work with us. And it really does become a team effort because it's all about the patient.
Yeah. Well, as we're wrapping up, Dr. Atkins, if someone, feels like they maybe in the back of their mind they should see someone in hematology or oncology, but I know sometimes as I talk to other doctors that people maybe wait a little longer sometimes than they should, or just mm-hmm. they can kind of work through the pain or maybe the issue will just resolve on its own. Someone's kind of going through that now and thinking that sort of thought process. What advice would you give them as we wrap up this podcast?
Yeah, well, denial isn't the best way to take care of your health. It's better to be proactive. We all use denial. Denial is because we all want to deny that problems are existing. I think the best thing is that if there's something going on that doesn't seem right, then you see somebody. If you're, the way I look at it, if somebody's coughing up some blood, I don't cough up blood. You shouldn't cough up blood. Yeah. if you're having blood in your urine, I don't have blood in my urine. You shouldn't have it in yours. Mm-hmm. And so that if things are changing and just aren't quite right, it's mm-hmm. better to go ahead and talk with your family doctor about that. And if you're still concerned, obviously get a second opinion, whether it's with us or whether it's with another primary care physician or with whomever. This is your journey. This is your life. You have to be proactive. You've lived in your body a long time. You know your body. And if your body is not behaving like it should, then speak up. Say something. If something's going on, say something and be proactive. And that way people will do much better. If you have a lump in your breast, don't ignore it. Go get your mammogram done. 80% of lumps in the breasts are not cancer. They're benign. But the stress and the mental anguish and all those dark places that you will travel to while you're worried are not good for you. So, it's much better. And that's one reason why I like to see patients early, as soon as they have a diagnosis or even before they have a diagnosis, because they will go to some very dark places. Their mind takes them to very strange and bad places. And it's easier to deal with reality than it is the unknown. And the mind will take you to some very dark places when you do not know the answers to things.
Well, Dr. Atkins, that was a good word of encouragement for us to take action, or if we see something out of the ordinary, to say something and to reach out for guidance and help. And I think that's just a terrific nugget of wisdom to end on. It's been really enjoyable talking with you, sir. I appreciate your time.
Well, it's my pleasure.
And once again, Dr. Jim Atkins, one of our hematology oncology providers. He's at the new hematology oncology clinic at Wilkes Medical Center. If you go to the website, you can find out more information about this area, this department within Wake Forest Baptist Health, or this area of medicine. And there's much more information to read at wakehealth.edu. You can, read our doctor profiles, including Dr. Atkins. You can read more about the different areas within hematology and oncology. And of course, there's clinic location information on there as well. So as we wrap up, I want to invite everyone to, once again, feel free to check out the multitude of podcast episodes we have at wickhealth.edu/podcast or where you download your podcast from your podcast store. So until we talk again, friends, please be well.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Best Health Podcast, brought to you by Wake Forest Baptist Health. For more wellness info, check out wakehealth.edu/besthealth and follow us on social media. Wake Forest Baptist Health, care for life.